Tuesday, August 18th, 2009. News from Oroville. Marlenka on microphone. In studio, Miriam, David, Chloe, and Sundar. Today's weather is overcast with a chance of rain continuing throughout the week. South-southeasterly winds 18 to 28 kilometers per hour. Temperatures 26 to 30 degrees. Here's Nikolai of the Youth Center.
Hello, everybody. I've been invited to Oroville Radio today to give a short and sweet update on Oroville's Youth Centre. At the moment, we're just recovering from the summer break and the summer exodus. Oroville gets very quiet during the summer, and also that includes the Youth Centre. We've got quite a few ongoing projects at the moment. One is the cycle path, which we started last September. We do the best we can with our own hands and with the materials that we have available on site. Another exciting project has been water catchment. We hired a JCB over the summer, and we started to dig a few water catchment holes. And we think this is really going to be a key aspect of Oroville's planning in the future, considering future water scarcity. It's an experiment, and we're just learning as we do it. Following Cyclone Nisha last monsoon, we have so many trees that came down in the area. Something like 80 to 100 were brought into the youth centre alone. And now we're really trying to figure out what to do with all of this wood, where we have lots of wood and we don't really want to sell the wood. We've been inviting people to come to the youth centre and do some carpentry, to build something, some art project, some house, a compost toilet, whatever people want to build, just to start using this wood. So far it's been quiet, no one's really come forward, so we press on ourselves. One project is to use some of the logs to build an adventure playground. But I think this will be a nice project, and this will be right at the front of the entrance to the youth centre, so it'll bring in a lot of children from the neighbouring schools if we complete this project. Yeah, I mean, many projects, many things happening kind of at the same time. Somehow not enough people power, manpower, woman power. Everyone is welcome, definitely. Everyone is welcome to come by and chip in and start a project also, or be involved in the existing projects.
Thank you so much, Nikolai.
Thank you.
Catching Hold is the name of an exhibition examining the relationship between human perception and sense of place. It will take place at Gallery Square Circle, Kalakendra, in Bharat Nevas, the Pavilion of India. Oroville respects and appreciates the work of artists. Both the mother and Sri Aurobindo have expressed themselves at length on the value of art and of beauty. This particular exhibition shows the work of Perry Lynch, a Seattle-based artist. The show opens Friday, August 28th, and runs through September 18th. Ms. Lynch will also present her past work at the Audio-Visual Room in Kalakendra on the opening evening, 5 p.m. Awareness through the body, body work. The integral yoga includes the physical, the body, the very cells of the body, which do have a life above and beyond their physical functioning. Sessions to awaken awareness through the body take place every Wednesday, 5 p.m., offered by Aloka at Transition School's Awareness Through the Body Hall, starting from August 19th. The session is open to all. The following is from Sri Aurobindo. It's a mistake to dwell too much on the negative side, on the lower nature and its obstacles. Preoccupation with these aspects is not helpful. The positive side of experience is the most important thing. The news is an echo in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please check the website, oroviilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.